Rashi quotes the famous Kasha, Ma'i Shmita Eitzel Hakina. This has become a Yiddish expression when you want to bring out the point of what the connection between this and that is. So actually, this expression is not such a good one because Rashi gives an answer over here. Other Rishonim in the Rishonim literature, they have a different expression, Ma'i Yiddi Eitzel Nizarim. Have you heard that? That's a Gemara in Gittin, in the Sugya of Yesh Greir and Greir. The Gemara says, what's the tzushta between a Mishnah in Gittin and a Mishnah in Gram? The Gemara does not have an answer to it. That's really a better expression. But what Taki is the answer that's given over here? Ma'i Shmita Eitzel Harsinai. So Rashi quotes in the name of Rabbi Akiva that just like the laws of Shmita, we're all given in Harsinai, because we don't find later in Chumash any additional laws in the area of Hilchos Shemitah added on. So must we get everything that we have with Hilchos Moshe Ben HaSinai. So too, with respect to the other laws that seem as if they were added on later after HaSinai, it's not so. They were all given in HaSinai. All the dinim were given for the same part, the same edict that came given in HaSinai. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. In the first part of the Chagiga, the Gemara presents a braisa, which is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, on this point. Whether this is so, Rabbi Shmuel says not true. The klolim were given in HaSinai, but the protein were given later at Boyal Moed and Arvus Moyal. Chazon Ish, Mechelik Arachayim, has an essay where he discusses, it doesn't really fit in with any of the, usually the Chelik Arachayim corresponds to Simonim and Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. This doesn't really correspond to any Simon and Shulchan Aruch, but he discusses the topic of Seder Mesinas HaTorah. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu? So he explains what the issue is here. What is the problem? This is very interesting, what he says. What is the problem that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are coming to solve? So he says the Torah will often introduce the laws, the parshios, by saying Vadab Hashem and Moshe Leimon. Alright, so it doesn't say when. Sometimes it tells us Vadab Hashem and Moshe Behar Sinai Leimon. Sometimes it will say Vadab Hashem and Moshe Me'oyo Moed Leimon. And sometimes it says Vadab Hashem and Moshe Me'argus Moyo Leimon. So it sounds as if, sounds very clearly, that there are three different texts of the Chumash. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu three different versions, text A, text B, and text C. That's what the Goyim say, that's what it says in the Chumash. There were three different texts. And then what we have is a composite, sometimes from A, sometimes from B, and sometimes from C. That's what it sounds like. So the question is, why is the Chumash a composite of the three different texts? What was wrong with the first edition? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to change some, give the second text and some the third text? So this is the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, simple, the first text was incomplete. The Rabbi Shmuel gave the Torah at HaSinai. He didn't give all the Kalalim and the Pratim and the Dikdukim. He gave an outline of all the Tayyak Mitzvahs and some of their details. And then he gave it Oil Moed, more details. Then he gave it Aris Moed, more details. So that, those Mitzvahs, from the 613 Mitzvahs, some of the Mitzvahs that he gave at HaSinai, he gave with all of the details. So the text A was already complete and nothing had to be added. There was no need to beef it up in the second edition or the third edition. Some of the mitzvahs were not given completely, so he had to give more details in text B, but he didn't have to give a text B. Some of the mitzvahs, he didn't even give all the details that Oil Moed had to give more details in Avos Moed. So Mela, the Chumash, as we have it, in the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, is a composite, sometimes A and sometimes B, sometimes C. Those mitzvahs that were not given in their entirety in Harsina had to be, the Hushlamu had to be completed later in Oil Moed, and some were not even completed then, had to be completed in Avos Moed. And that's what Rashi quotes from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says it's a big machlokes in halacha. Machlokes nafkaminus ludinim, the first parak in Chagiga. We assume like Rabbi Akiva. We assume like Rabbi Akiva. Oh, that Chazon Ish quotes from the Ramban on Chumash. The Ramban on Hakdamah to Chumash says that we assume that the whole Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter. The whole Torah was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasina, but it doesn't mean everything was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasina. The nice Lovchod and Pesach Sheni were clearly given later. And the Mekoshesh and the Megadeh were clearly given later. He knew the Mekoshesh was Chayim Nisi, he didn't know what means, so it was clearly not given a Hasina. The Megadeh, they didn't know at all that he was Chayim Nisi. So these were clearly given after HaSinai. No one's going to dispute that. So he says the Rasam didn't, that were clearly not given a HaSinai. But from those, whenever the Torah is said, we assume that all the other demons were given a HaSinai. So the question is, but why do we have a second version and a third version? So Rabbi Shmuel says, because not all of the details were given a HaSinai. Many, many details were given later. And Rashi quotes Rabbi Akiva. So is the Kuli not given an Harsina? Just as the Ramban says in Chum, so is the Kuli given by? No two ways about. He didn't forget that law. It wasn't given. He didn't know that law. No, the Salman Halacha was right by the Hagola, by the Klei Nidyon, because it's Nesha Kras. He got angry, so he forgot the din of Hagola, that he had known before and he forgot. And then Pinchas said over that this is the din that Moshe Rabbeinu had told us in the past, and Moshe had forgotten. That's how the Chacham, that's how the Gemara says. That Nitech Kaas, Kol HaKoyis, and Tam Chacham, Hu Chachmas, Mistalek HaSeinah. That's how the Gemara understands the Pasha. In the Chumash, it says that Pinchas told them, this is the din that Moshe Rabbeinu said. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu say it? So the answer is, the Gemara understands that Moshe Rabbeinu has said it way before. Mishas Maisi, he got angry, so he forgot. And then Pinchas wasn't so angry, says, so he said, oh, but the din that Moshe Rabbeinu had told them way before. So Rabbi Akiva says that the whole Torah was given three different times. There were three different versions of the whole Torah. Everything was given at Har Sinai with one edition. Everything was repeated at Har Almighty with a second edition. And everything was given a third time at Har Sinai with a third edition. And each time it said exactly the same in Tochen, but the Nusach was different. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told Moshe Rabbeinu how to put it together, made a composite of three different texts. Sometimes he said, for this mitzvah use text A, for that mitzvah use text B, for this mitzvah use text C. But everything was really given, all the three texts basically said the same thing. There were slight differences between them. Why? Why we don't know? The Gemara doesn't explain why. The Gemara just states that that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And Rashi says that that's how we pass. We assume that that's the correct opinion.
I mean, I put the Gemara Chagiga when it's talking about, I think, all the, whether it was Hirshit and all the
I thought it was much more. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva have two answers. So Rabbi Akiva says that all three texts said the same thing. The Torah was given in its entirety from A to Z three different times. The Gemara says, the Torah was given in Har Sinai, in Almayr, and Arvus Mayr, three times. And each time given in a different Nusach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, told Moshe Rabbeinu, when you put together the whole Sefer Torah, for some mitzvahs use text A, for some mitzvahs use text B, for some mitzvahs use text C. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and he says, no, not the whole Torah was given from A to Z three different times in a different version. The Torah was given at Har Sinai in an incomplete form. And then some of the mitzvahs were completed at Arvus Mayor, in Oral Mayor. Some of the mitzvahs were not yet completed until Arvus Mayor. At the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah in its entirety, so he didn't change the text. There's no need to give another version of the same thing. So those that say that Arvus Mayor should be the Har Sinai Lamor, those were given in their entirety at Har Sinai from A to Z. Those that say Oral Mayor Lamor, those were only given from A to Y. And then Oral Mayor was given Z, a little more. And those that say, the Arvus Mayor means that it was given incomplete at Har Sinai. It was a little bit more complete at Oral Moed, and it was completely complete in Arvus Mayor. Chazanish says that's the machlokes, best described. That is the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel.
How does that relate to machlokes in the beginning by Megillah Nitna or Torah Nitna?
Right, the Megillah Nitna, Torah Chasuma Nitna is a different machlokes. The machlokes in Gittin, Daf Samach, is as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the din to Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught him one din, another din, another din. The question is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, did he dictate to him a parasha at a time? So it was Megillah Nitna. He wrote down one parasha and he put it away. He wrote down another parasha and put it away. He wrote down a third parasha and put it away. And then at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to be medabik one of these Megillahs together and to make one unit, one big Sefer Torah. Is that Pshat Megillah Nitna? No. The Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Baal Peh, one parasha at a time, but then Bixab, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it from A to Z. From the beginning. At the end of the 40 years. Yeah, the old Chasuma Nitna means it was given at the end of the 40 years. Chasuma, he dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu for the sake of publication, everything at the end. And the other one holds Megillah Megillah Nitna means that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that, he was told to write down every time, he got it in. And he said it Bal Peh, so then he would write it down right away. He was dictated the nusach to be written down and taken from the yard.
The
Why not? HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated three different texts to Moshe Rabbeinu,
and each time
and it was written down. Megillah, Megillah, text A was written down one piece at a time, text B was written one piece at a time, text C. Everything was, we had three different texts written at different times, and each nusach was slightly different. Then at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to pick out from that text, and that text, and that text. Same thing. And if you all chasuma nitzah, means that nothing was ever written down. You had three texts that were all baal peh. Nothing was written down. Until the very end, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now I want you to write it down in a big book. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make this magnum opus. He says, take that nusach, take that drasha that I gave them, that he remembered baal peh, take that drasha and take this drasha and put it together and make me a book. Unrelated machlekes. The Gemara in Gittin Dav Samach discusses whether there's an afkamina lalach, where the case from Megillah Latinic with Islamic boy. The din is that you're not permitted to say dvam shebichsav baal peh. So the shaila is what's called bichsav. You have to say it bichsav, mitech haksav. So what's called mitech haksav? Do we require that you should have the apke sefer sholeh? Or can you write one parsha? And one parsha is already called the Torah shebichsav. So the Gemara suggests that maybe that should depend on this issue, whether Torah Megillah, Megillah, mitzvah Torah chasuman, if when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to write the Torah. Told to write it from the beginning to the end, so maybe if you write anything less than from A to Z, write less than a whole sefer shalom, so it's called baal peh, it's not called mitzvah haksav. But if you hold the Torah Megillah Megillah Nitno, so the Gemara says maybe yeah, maybe no, probably no, maybe if you write just the parsha, so it already has a status of kedushas Torah shebichsav, because historically there was a time that Moshe Rabbeinu would write down Megillah Megillah. So you see, at that time it had a status of Torah shebichsav, even though it wasn't a sefer shalom. So maybe Bizman is also Megillah, just a parsha b'chnei atzma, parsha bodedes will have a kedusha as Torah shebichsav. So the Gemara rejects that and says it's not necessarily so. That's not kamina. But even if the Gemara begins in Dav Samach, even if one should assume that Torah historically was Megillah, Megillah nitno, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down each parsha at a time, at that time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it will have a din of Torah shebichsav, write down the parsha b'chnei atzma, called parsha b'chnei atzma. And later HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to be medabik everything together, so the Gemara says, nitn Torah v'nischad shalacha. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to put it all together, text A, text B, text C, and juggle it up and put it like this, so that's the Sefer Shalom, and anything less than the Sefer Shalom is called Sholei Bichsav, it's called Baal Peh. The Gemara suggests this not Kimina, but it comes from the Gila Latinic with Islamic one.
You say,
I'm not going to there were three texts, yeah? They both told there were three, but if you have a only Machlokes is it's clear from the Chumash. That's what the Chazan is saying. That is given. That's Muslim. So he says sometimes, I daven Shem Moshe the Avos Moav Leima. Sometimes I daven Shem Moshe Miroi Moav Leima. Sometimes I daven Shem Moshe Har Sinai Leima. You see that this is text A. The Chumash labels. This is from text A. That's from text B. This is text C. Every Dovah Tomei has a Mocher in Kiddush. The biblical critics who say that the Torah is a composite of many texts are the Ferish of Chumash. As he says, it says so in the Talmud. This is from text A, that's from text B, that's from text C. Every Dovah Talmud. The biggest tumah has a mocking tradition. The only thing is that he twists it a little bit. Like the Nachash said. Nachash said that this is the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'ra. The Baruch Shem says the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'ra. So what does it mean, Eitz HaDaas Tov V'ra? So the Mefarshim gives different shots. And what the world's down to is like the Chassidish Svarim say, everybody says the same shot. The Rambam and Bukhim has a shot, and Rabban HaKumish has a shot, and the Chassidish Svarim say based on the Zohar. So it all boils down to the same thing, but the Zohar says, it's Adat Tovara, Tovaram, Yerobim, Zedizeh. Before a person sins, he knows clearly that this is black, and that's white, and that's mutter, and that's us. He knows clearly what to do. And after he sins, then Rafuna says, Kivin Sho'av HaRadim Avera V'shonavo, a person does an Avera. And then he repeats the Avera, so he starts to rationalize the Gnosis like he had to. All of a sudden, he develops the gray area. The gray area of Halacha, it's a Shaila. Shazal Chati can be Mekel, we're not so sure. Then, the longer he sins, the more he sins, so the gray area gets wider and wider and wider, and the black area is shrinking, and the white area is shrinking, everything is gray, or the white area gets bigger.
I mean, there is a gray area.
There is. There is a gray area, but the Gemara doesn't say everything. Even when the Gemara says, the Gemara says, oh, she could have been a shaman, like us, or like whom? Even though it's different than King Chaim.
I mean, I'm just trying to say now.
Yeah. But it's not as wide as everybody thinks. The women's minyanim is not in the gray area. That's no shy. The modern people think, I like Rapunzel, it says, Kibisha Avar Adam Aver Vishonaboy. After this is Chernik Davins in the women's minyanim, and this is Shechta Davins in the women's minyanim. All the other people, they all daven the women's minyanim. So, well, Rapunzel says, Kibisha Avar Adam Aver Vishonaboy, not just like you have to. The gray area gets bigger and bigger, and they say, well, it's a Shaila. And it's not sure, it's not positive what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. The name is alive. Ask him what he said. It's not so clear what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said. Go ask Rabbi Moshe Feinstein what he said. Well, it's a gray area. That's what Rabbi says. A person rationalizes. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, the Beis Halev has a whole essay about the Zayna, about the prostitute that she sins, and then she develops a whole Hashkafa Sachayim. Everybody has to work for a living. She doesn't want to live off of welfare. She doesn't want to tax the community, so she works for a living. She renders services to the community. She satisfies her customers. She doesn't twist their arm. She doesn't charge too much. They're happy to pay her. She doesn't do anything indecent. So the Pasuk says, "Zayna, achla machsa fiha, rama lo paltika lovin." I'm doing some positive contribution to mankind, to civilization. Why not? That's what Abuna says. A person doesn't have there, so he rationalizes. So that's what it says. The eight hadas tayvara. After you eat from this eight hadas, you will have toiv or rami, rov mizebizeh, you will have a gray area. You won't realize that this is toiv and this is ra. There is a very little gray area, but it's not that wide. So what did the Nachash do? The Nachash took a dovah tahar. The Rebbe Yishlom said eight hadas is toiv ra. So the Nachash took it and he twisted around the Rebbe Yishlom's words, the divinu kimchai. He said this is the eight das toiv ra. When you eat from this eight, then you become smart. Then you'll be like the Rebbe Yishlom. The Rebbe Yishlom ate from this eight. That's what enabled him to create the world. You eat from this tree, you will also become God. It's a crazy thing, no? If a snake, if any animal, if a Rosh Hashiva would tell me, if Moshe Rabbeinu would tell me that if I eat from this tree, if I eat from that fruit, I'll become God and I'll be able to create a world, I'll send Moshe Rabbeinu to the psychiatrist. It's crazy. But Adam Mechava felt for it. The Nafesh HaTzayangadet So they fell for it. So they said, okay, we're going to eat from the Eitz HaDa'as, we're going to believe this is Da'as Tevara. That's the same the Eitz HaHara always takes. Satan quotes scripture. Right? That's the Eitz HaHara. That's what the Nachash did. He quoted what the Rebbe Yishlom said, this is the Eitz HaDa'as Tevara. And he reinterpreted it, he degraded it. That's the same thing over here. The biblical critics say that the Bible is a composite of different texts. 100% them is on me, but says so in the Chumash. How then do you learn Shah? That's what it says in the Torah. The other thing is, it doesn't mean a composite of different texts written by different people at different times. It was all written by the Rebbe Yishlom's dictation. So Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he have different texts? That's a machlokes from the Kiryas Shmos. What do you do with the different texts? What is it based on? But it's Emes Lamita. It says in the Chumash, it's a composite of different texts. And no two ways about it. Same thing we discussed recently about the Rambam. That the Rishna made a comment about the Yara Chazokia. Rishon was a Chassidish Rebbe. So he made a comment about the Yad HaChazokah, that the Rambam was really going to become the Melech HaMashiach. And he wrote the Yad HaChazokah, that Min HaShemayim, that was going to be the constitution of the Jewish state of the Medina. And then Min HaShemayim, he saw that the door wasn't Goy Lekach. That's what the Rishon said. How did he know? I don't know. He had a pipeline then. So he said, Min HaShemayim, they saw the door wasn't Goy Lekach. So they saw to it that Hastogah should be written. And the Rambam, they wrote the Hastogah, the Raivim, the Hastogah, the Ramat, and many other Hastogahs. Disagreeing with the Rambam to knock down the koyach of the Rambam, that it shouldn't be like, this is it, this is the constitution, so to knock down the koyach, and the whole plan was cancelled min HaShemayim. So there's a historian, there are people who claim to be historians, they say, the Rambam had a mishigas in his head. See, these are people who went to the Talmud Torah, so they become worse than non-observant people. So they wrote books on history, so where they interpret history, so they say the Rambam had this crazy mishigas in his head, that he's going to be Mashiach. He took the words of the Rishon, and he wrote the Yad HaChazokah to be the constitution for the Jewish state, because he thought that he's going to become the Mashiach. He had this mania. He's going to become the Melech HaMashiach, and they explain history based on it. They explain a whole bunch of things based on it. It's a Dovah Tohor, that the Rishon says, L'shem Kedusha, and if you twist it just a little bit, you make a Dovah Tohor out of it. That's right. Every Apikurus starts off as a Dovah Tohor Miyot, a Dovah Kodesh, and you just twist it, and it comes Apikurus. The Rambam is right to become the Melech HaMashiach. And then HaShemayim, they saw to it that he should compose this great sefer of Yad HaChazokah to serve as the constitution for the Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, for the Medina. That's going to be the constitution. And that's probably why the Lubavitcher Rebbe encourages everybody to study Rambam. He holds that this will hasten the Bias HaMashiach. We should chazer over the constitution and hope that this will become the constitution of the Mishnah. It's better than the constitution that they have now. We hope that that should become. It's better to have a Rambam. We'll take the Rambam leaving out the Hasogas. It's better than the constitution that they have now. So he says, but the door wasn't Roy Lakas, and it's so in Hashemayim that Hasogas should be written to knock down the plan, to knock down the Shivas of the other Hazar. So the Friar people took this statement of derision and they twisted it around. That's where every Apikursus starts like that. It starts from a Mokka Mekoyim and Tahor, and then they twist it a little bit. Just twist it. It becomes the Apikursus, like the Nochus, with the Eitzadat. That's when he says the Pasuk talks about it. He says, how else are you going to read the Pasuk? I don't know if you need any interpretation, but he translated it into English, no? That's what it says. Chazanish is Mechelek Arachayim. Usually the Simonim go according to the Simonim in the Shulchan Aruch, but there is no Simon in the Shulchan Aruch, so I think by Yom Tov Shavuot, if I'm not mistaken, he has an essay entitled Seder Nisina Satera. The Torah writes, the Gemara in Chagig, it gives a few nafkaminis ledina, whether like Rabbi Akiva or like Rabbi Shmuel. The Sugya in Chagig is Avov.
Why that
thing is I don't know. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we understand why. He gave a little bit now, more later, and even more later. According to Rabbi Akiva, we don't understand why. Why did he give previous conversions? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't discuss. Good question. According to the Rambam, the reason I like is the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam, the Arach HaZofis says in Perikut Aloch Ha'alf and Ufa Sefer Torah, we learned last night. Gave a shiur last night. So the Rambam writes, you can only learn Kriyas HaTorah from the Sefer Kosher. Because the Mishnah quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, quotes the Tshuvas HaRamba, who exists the Tshuvas HaRamba, who says the reverse from what he writes in the Arach HaZofis. He writes it in the lane, he says, B'chol Orei Sfora, the practice was, he used to learn Kriyas HaTorah, Baal Peh. Not from the Sefer at all, he used to learn Baal Peh. So you don't need the Pech HaKshah, so steer him. So L'chatzilu, we always follow the Rambam in the Arach HaZofis. If you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah, just don't learn it. Just don't learn it at all. But the Yevit, if they already learn from a Pasul and Sefer Torah, and they find out in a little bit, it's Pasul, so then the Paskim, most of the Paskim say that the Yevit, we rely on the Tshuvas HaRambam, we don't have to learn over what we already did. We just take out a Sefer Torah to learn the rest of the Pasul.
You only have to learn the Sefer Torah, you will make
no. Why even though the Haftorah, the Rambam, we follow the Rambam of the Arach HaZofis, but we cannot learn the constitution of the Medina. Follow the Medina conclusion that he cannot be able to create a terror from a possible Sefer. Rabbi Akiva says that the terror was given from A to Z with three different versions. Three times, three more versions. Har Sinai, Oil Moed, and Arvis Mer. And then when it came to putting together the Sefer, we have enough. I could have gone and told Moshe Rabbeinu on some of them he said use text A. And some didn't use text D, and some didn't use text.
Rashi's
going to Rebbe Akiva. Rashi's going one part of Rebbe Akiva. Yeah, from A to Z, everything was given Har Sinai. That's Rebbe Akiva's sheet. The Rebbe Shmuel says not everything was given. Everything was given Har Sinai with one text, then another one with the second text. Everything was given a second time with a different version. From A to Z, but written differently. Let's say everybody's writing notes now. Let's say everybody writes everything that I say. So everybody writes in a different text. But then when I want to put together my book, I'm going to use your notes for one part of the Shia, his notes for another part, and his notes for another part. That'll be Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva, sir. The Rebbe Shmuel came to putting together his final, came to the publication. He used a little from this text, a little from that text, a little from that text.
Right?
Why? The Ramban writes in the Hakdome, the Chazanish quotes in Ramban, that there was some dealing that clearly were not given Har Sinai. That's on the Chumash they weren't given. Okay? Not everything was given Har
Sinai.
Hashem dictated it three times in three different ways.
You don't know why it
did? I don't know why. I don't know. We don't know why. You and I don't know why. Maybe someone else knows why. Chazanish doesn't discuss why. I don't know. Teres says regarding the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel, it says Kisavoy al Haaretz. So the Gemara comments that Kisavoy means after Yerusha the Yeshiva, after the Shevish Akibsha and the Shevish Achilku. Yeshua ben Nun had to fight for 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael from the 31 kings. Then they had a fight amongst themselves for the Dinei Torah for 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael amongst the Jews. That took as long as bumping up the 31 kings. And then it still didn't finish. And they made a quick chalukah, 1, 2, 3. They made a chalukah even on those parts of Eretz Yisrael that they didn't conquer yet. That's what the prophet says, say to Yeshua. So after the Shevish Akibsha, the Shevish Achilku, that's called Kisavoyu. And then year number 15. Levi Asaharis was year number one, the Minyan Shemitah Yehovah. That's what the Rambam quotes from the Gemara. That was year number one. That's because it says Kisavoyah. By the mitzvah of Challah, it doesn't say Kisavoyah, it says Bivayachem. That's what the Gemara in Sugas of Chavay says, that Miyad is Chayv of Challah. And it crossed over the Yad, Bivayachem, as you're coming into Eretz Yisrael. In the first 14 years, they were already Chayv in Hafrosh's Challah and Atar. That's why the Gemara there in Sugas points out that even if one should assume that Bizmana is at the mitzvah of Trumas and Maizis is only Mizir Rabbanon, why should one assume that mitzvah is Trumas and Maizis is only Mizir Rabbanon? Bizmana is there because Dusha Shnei Eloi Kitcha Lossi Lovoi. There's no Dusha Saaretz Bizmana is there. The Rabbeinu Baruch happens to pass him like that. The Rabbeinu Baruch, the author of the Sefer HaTrumah. There are two Rishon, there's a Sefer HaTrumah, a little Sefer by Abba Matthesis, Rabbeinu Baruch. So it's quoted in every so often, the Rabbeinu Baruch. A little skinny Sefer, smaller than this. Sefer HaTrumah. And then there's the Sefer HaTrumah, the Talmud of the Ramban on Chayshim Mishpat Hilchos Torahs, that the whole tour is patterned after the Sefer HaTrumot, and every other page the Shach is quoting Chayshim Mishpat from the Sefer HaTrumot. And the Gedulei Truma by an Italian Rav, he wrote a long commentary on the Sefer HaTrumot. So the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal Sefer HaTrumot, is quoted by the Vilna Gaon in Shin Lamed Aleph near a day. Rabbeinu Baruch is the one Rishon who says the Feirish that Lo Kitcha Lo Tzlo, that Eretz Yisrael has no Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. The Kedusha was Baruch. So the Gemara says, but even if you would hold like that Svarah, that there's no Kedusha Sarah, it's a Trumas and Maisis, it's only the Rabbana, but Challah would still be there. Aisa Bizman Hazeh. Why? So the Gemara says, Shaharei, Sheva Shekiv, Sheva Sheva Shechilku, they were not Chayiv in Trumas and Maisis, and they were Chayiv in Challah. What's the Tushto? The Shagatari is, what's the Mayim and the Yit Neitzel Nidar? Mayim and Shmi Deitel Hasinai? So there is an answer. The answer is, that what was the secret of the first 14 years? It was Eretz Yisrael, but it didn't have Kedusha Saaretz. So that's what it is with Manasseh also. It's Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have Kedusha Saaretz. If you hold that Lo Kitcha Lossi Lo, that's what the Gemara says. At one point, the Gemara suggests in Sudas Achav Beis, that even if one would assume Sudas Achav Dalet, that Abdalet it is. But even if one should assume that with Manasseh Lo Kitcha Lossi Lo, there's no Kedusha Saaretz in Shulchan Aruch Maisis, it's only in the Rabbanan, but Challah would be, you're right. So then the Gemara concludes that it's not so. But just to be versed, the Gemara, even if one should assume that Trumas and Maisis Bizman Hazeh are the Araisa, because Kedusha Shniya can Kitchalasi Lover, that's how the Ruba of the Pasen hold, the Kedusha Shniya is Kitchalasi Lover, but Challah will only be the Rabbanon, because the Pasen says Bivayachem by Challah, and it has the connotation of Bivias Kulchem Amarti Lachem, but Bivias Mikzaschem. So the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, there was a Bivias Kulchem. The overwhelming majority of the Jewish nation marched into Eretz Yisrael. They left their wives and their children, the Sheikhim, the Tapechim, Yehu Biorei HaMiftzor, they stayed in Eivar Yadin, but everybody else went to Eretz Yisrael. So that was Biat Kulchan. The majority of the Jewish population at that time entered Eretz Yisrael, but the man Ezra, the majority of the Jewish population, stayed in Burapah. And they didn't want to go on Aliyah, so that's why there wasn't the Biat Kulchan. So even Bizman Bai Sheini, the Gemara says, there was not, that's how we passed on Allah, there was not an obligation of Challah Menatir. Challah Bizman Hazeh is love their rights in the sense Bizman Hazeh, even Bizman Bayishen, Challah Bizman Hazeh Rabbanah. Challah Schutz Loretz is a lower the Rabbanah, it's even a lower the Rabbanah than in Eretz Yisrael. But even in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, the Challah is only the Rabbanah. That's how the Gemara says.
Well, was
Orla Nohay? Yeah, I think so. I don't remember, but I think Orla was Nohay right away. That's a piece of life. Again. It's very long. I don't know. The Gemara says whatever it says, Kisavai means Laha Yerusha Yeshiva. That's the name of the Gabi Orlo. I think it's at the Ferish Adin. The Shoshin Ichmi says Solo Aris. I think it says that the Orlo of Chutzlaris is also Orlo. But the question is, would it be Orlo of Chutzlaris or Orlo of Chutzlaris? Which status would it have? I think it had the din of all the Eretz Yisrael. I don't remember. But it's going to be awesome anyway. Either mitam all the Eretz Yisrael or all the Chutz Lachs. Because the Yerushalmi, the beginning of Orla, talks about it. It's in a Mishnah, no? Mishnah with the Yerushalmi. B'shosh ha'nichnis Yisrael ha'aretz. And they found that the Goyim had planted trees, so those people that were planted before did not have a din of Orla. Those trees that they planted after they came in, he said, Bayal ha'aretz un ha'taitim. Whatever they planted after they came in, right away, it was Nischai Borla. I think it says that it had a din of Orla to Orla, not Orla to Orla. Not to me, it's a Sofe. Orla b'chutzlos is muta, possible not to mean if it's reifa. We discussed it at length every year. We discussed what's the chilek between orla b'chutzlos and orla b'chutzlos. In this week's sedra, we have the din of shas habiur. The pasuk says that the peiros that go on shlita here have a kedushas peiros shlita. And what are you supposed to do with kedushas peiros shlita? Why is the Shabbos why is lachem liyachlo? It's a mitzvah to eat it. We mentioned yesterday the Ramban says that it's a mitzvah sesi asvar that you say a bracha. In addition to the bracha of hamoitzi or whatever, very pre-hoitzi, also say a bracha shekir b'shanu b'mitzvotu tzivanu alachilet perishvitz adiyun and post when they say a bracha b'chus ha-mitzvah nini. But then the Torah says it in oiz ha-shabbos ha-os lachem li-yachlo, so one could argue only lachem, and you're not permitted to give it to a behema, you're not permitted to give it to a nochri because it will constitute a bitla mitzvah. So the Chumash says no. The Sifro points out, the Chumash says no. The chov la-abduchov la-amoska lahem techa V'lachai Hashem Ratzecha Tiyeh Kol Tzvos Lechol. It says in the Pharisees that you can let the behemoth eat it also. So Rashi quotes from the Sifro and from the Gemara discusses, why does it say L'vehem Techo V'lachai Hashem Ratzecha? Why does it say both Behem Techo and Chai Hashem Ratzecha? If the Chai is Achelas, if the wild animals can eat, and it's not Mizan HaSeim Alecho, the Behem Techo, the behemoths that you have at home, the tame animals, the domesticated animals, because Allah has kama v'kama that your behemoth that is in the same alecha that you're permitted to let them eat Lucius perishes. So the Gemara has it, Rashi, the Sifra has Rashi on this passage that calls man chayu achelas basada behemtoch achelas babayim. But if kol alachayim and asada, if there's no more perishes on the field for the behemoth to eat, then kalayla behemtoch amin abayim. That's the shas habiur. And you're not permitted to let your behemoth eat the perishes that you have at home. And Ban HaChumash has a Chiddush Nifla. He suggests that maybe this whole institution of Biur, that's called Shasa Biur, time that you have to be Mevayrin. He suggests maybe the whole Din of Biur is only with the Rabbanah. Chiddush and the Rabbanah. He's mistopic to say that the whole thing is only the Rabbanah. The Pashtus is that it's a Din and not there. The Ramban has an important quotation that the Chazanish worked on. There's an institution of Eitz HaBezim. Those who don't rely on the Het HaMechir of Hishnas HaShlita, let's say the Agudit, the Mizrahi relies on the Rabbanut has a Hetem Mechir. Those that don't rely on the Hetem Mechir, so what do? How do they get a Sregnum from Perish Viz? So they rely on the Chazanish, who relies on the Ramban, who relies on Yerushalmi, who relies on a Perceptor. The Perceptor, if there's an institution of an Oitz HaBezin, that's Ramban on this week said, there's an Oitz HaBezin, that the Din of Biur is only Chal on privately owned Pardesim. But if I give over my pardes to the Bezin is supervising it, then the whole institute, the whole din of Shas HaBiur doesn't apply. Of course, the Bezin can appoint me as the Shomer. They can appoint me as the watchman for this pardes. But it has to be given over to Bezin. It has to be an institution of an Eitz HaBezin. Ramban quotes that in Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi Tosefta, in this week's Senate. It may be similar to the din of Prus, but it may also be based on something similar. That just like the din of Shas HaBiur doesn't apply, Bezin is supervising this pardes, so too there's no din of Shemitah Shtzaf, and if Bezin is in charge of collecting the debt. Right. And Fruitful was a further extension of the din. The Moshesh the Reis of the Bezin, that's how Taisha says. Rashi says that Fruitful is Midirabbanon, means that even Moshesh the Reis of the Bezin is also Midirabbanon. The whole thing is only Midirabbanon. In Atayra, Shemitah cancels all debts. And Taisha disagrees with Rashi. That's the beginning of Marcus. Taisha disagrees with Rashi and says, not true. Moshesh the Reis of the Bezin is a din in Atayra. That Fruitful is considered as a Moses Shiroz of the Bezin, that's the Kul of Hilo, that's the Kul of the Rabban. But the original Din of Moses Shiroz of the Bezin is a Din of the Reich. So the way Taisus learns, that's why it's generally assumed, not like Rashi, like Taisus, these two Dinan may be related. The institution of Moses Shiroz of the Bezin with the institution of Oitz HaBezin that the Ramban quotes from the Yerushalmi, Shem HaTosefta, may be related. They're not owned by Bezin, they're owned by their original owner, but everybody has the right to eat it. Tefker, everybody has the right to eat the pears. So if Bezin is supervising the distribution of these payrolls, And then they have a right to pay the guy who's in charge of the pardes for his schar torchoi. He can't get as rich during the Shemitah year as he gets during the other years, but they can pay him for his work. That he's doing the work on behalf of the bezdin. So the Agud always makes a bezdin. Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, a member of the bezdin of the that's Rabbi Grossman from Migdal Haemek, his father become a chacham, and they have that a bezdin. So they make a bezdin.
They
make
the bezdin.
That's right. No, no, these are from people. The guy who owns the pardes is a chassidish guy, Morgenstern, Kotzke Rebbe. But he does, he's a Rebbe on the side. His main partner is from selling the Sreni. He's an enemy of Rabbi Yosef Engel. He sells that also on the side. He sells Rabbi Yosef Engel's farm on the side. They're trying to convince him that if he would sell all of the kids for Yad that he has from Rabbi Yosef Engel that are just sitting and rotting away, he would be a multi-millionaire. Instead of playing games with these Sreni, he doesn't believe it. He doesn't think that he's going to make so much money on the stuff of Rabbi Yosef Engel. He lets them rot away and he sells his Sreni. So when it comes Shemitah, he gets himself an Eitzah Bezdin. He's one of the guys, they're the religious people, so they ask a Bezdin to take over their pardes for the Shemitah year, to make an Eitzah Bezdin institution, and then they work on behalf of the Bezdin.
I thought they can sell it.
They can sell it, I don't remember all the details, I don't think it helps too much for the selling. But it prevents the din of Shas Abir to take effect. That's the question. When is the Shas Abir? The Torah says, When there's no longer, each fruit and vegetable has its own, and grain has its own Shas Abir. The Rabbanut always sends out Moidores, that this vegetable is the Shas Abir, and that vegetable is that Shas Abir. They give you dates when the Shas Abir is each and every vegetable. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, the very last tshuva, I think, in his sefer Igros Moshe Chelik Arachayim, the first chelik, where he comes up with a very interesting chiddush. Probably 100% right. That's a very interesting chiddush. He says that the din is kol alachayim and asar kalel behem chom and abayis, means if there are no more carrots in the field, if there are no more oranges, so that's the shas abir for the oranges that you have now. What do you mean there are no more oranges? What if there are oranges, but the oranges don't have kedushas teirah shvi'it? So then he writes that he thinks that that's already called Shas Abir. If the Kedushas, if the Shmita Dika oranges are gone, there are no more oranges with Kedushas Perish Shvi'is. But there are oranges on the tree. It's the same min that I'm talking about, but this min doesn't have Kedushas Perish Shvi'is. So he thinks that that's called Shas Abir. How would that be? So he says in Yerokis we go Basa Lekita. So any Yerokis that didn't have a Lekita during the Shnas HaShemitah will never, ever, ever be able to be Kodesh with Kedushas Teirah Shvi'is. Because he's going to rip it off from the ground. The Kita means when you rip it off from the ground. He discusses that also. What does it mean, Shas HaKita? Machlokes Tosfos and Ritva, what it means, the Kita. Mamasha means the Gemar HaBishul, the complete ripening of the fruit. So whatever it means, if the Kita is not going to take place in Shnas HaShemitah, so those Yerokas will never be able to have a Kedushas Teirah Shvi'is. So Rav Moshe writes that when is the Shas HaBiyur for vegetables? It has to be Rosh Hashanah of Matzori Shemitah. It can't be anything else. Because once Shemitah comes to an end, Rosh Hashanah of Matzori Shemitah, so there will never be any more, there are no more vegetables on the field that have a Kedushas Teirah Shvi'is. Impossible to Shemaitan. The other vegetables will have to be ripped off. It's going to have the Lakita after Shnas HaShemitah. And the Shana HaShemitah said, won't have any Kedushas Teirah Shvi'is. But it's an Einfall. It's against the taste. It's having influence. It's the taste of Rosh Hashanah for Kippur. He says he doesn't understand it. It has to be like this. Look on. The Rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael, I don't think, assumes like that much. They assume if there's still vegetables that grew during the Shemitah year, that's called not yet the Shas HaBir until those vegetables disappear. They give you an approximate date when they're probably going to disappear. That's another thing the Rabbanut says. But those that don't rely on the Mechira, so they give you Zmanim of Shas Abir. So their Zmanim are assuming not like Rav Moshe's Tzidkiyah. They're assuming like the Tzidkiyah of Hashem. Rav Moshe has this time. What's the din of Esrog? Esrog is Basa Lakita also. That's what Rav Moshe has his true of that. Esrog, even though it's a Pri Ha'etz, it's not a vegetable, but the Gemara says on the first daf in Kiddushin, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Bikurim, that Esrog is Dinu Kiyerek Lagabidus, that it goes Basa Lakita. So it goes Basa Lakita, the Shas Abir for Esrogim would be Rosh Hashanah of Matzah Yishmitah. That's the Shas HaBir. What are you supposed to do when it comes to Shas HaBir? What's the halacha? What are you supposed to do when you come to Shas Abir?
This is a kumrah.
Kumrah. Kumrah. Everybody else is similar to the Shas Abir. It's a few months into the Shana Hashminis.
Over Shana Motzoi.
Motzoi Shminis, right.
Which?
Motzoi Shminis. Right. Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is a year. So during the Shnas HaShemitah, there's a Din of Shemitah. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the end of the Shemitah,
yeah,
the day after the Shemitah ended, the Moshe says, it's all over. That's the Shas Abir for all the vegetables in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because there are no vegetables on the field. The field is full of vegetables. There are no Shemitah vegetables. All the vegetables on the field are Shana HaShemitah's vegetables. In the Tzias, they grew in the Shnas HaShemitah. And it says, Al Pidin, they're not Shemitah vegetables. No, the Shminis. There may be more than one reason, but one of the dinim is that if you got a pri from an Eitz Bez, the laws of beer don't apply. Yeah. In the seventh year, there's no beer. The beer is always in the eighth year. Shnas HaBir is in the eighth. There's a Shnas HaBir, that's a different beer. The fourth year and the seventh year of every Shemitah cycle is a Shnas HaBiur, that you have to get rid of all of the Trumas and Mises and so on by Pesach of the fourth year in Pesach of the Shemitah year, and then say Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. That's called Shnas HaBiur. That's the year of getting rid of the food. But that's not called the Shas HaBiur. The Shas HaBiur is the Din of Shemitah, the Kol HaLachai Min HaSadeh Kaleila Behem Tuchom Min HaBayis. The Moshe says that Esrogim is always a problem right away. Rosh Hashanah, Matzoi, Shemitah is right away the Shas HaBiur. Because there are no Esrogim around in Eretz Yisrael that have Kedusha Kedusha. There are Esrogim around that were doing Shemitah, they're fine, but they don't have Kedusha Shemitah, they don't have Kedusha Kedusha. That's his Kiddush, he thinks that they do have to have. He quotes Taisha, says not, but he thinks that it's wrong. One? Ayanav Esrog is also good. Ayanav Esrog, the Gamkinto. Esrogim grow outside of Eretz Yisrael also. But there are eights in Eretz Yisrael also. What are you supposed to do when it comes Shas HaBir? What happens when the Shas HaBir comes? So what do you do with it? You throw it out? What do you do with it? But as Machlek is the Rambam and the Raiva, do you burn it? Or do you redistribute it? What are you supposed to do with the Peres after the Shas HaBir? So the Yerushalmi says something about being Mafke the Peres Shavias when it comes Shas HaBir. Yerushalmis are always pretty obscure. That's why the Yeshiva Institute are Yerushalmi Shia. Everybody should, every Sunday afternoon at 12:30, you're invited. By the way, this Sunday I won't be able to say Shia. So everyone is invited to Chazos to prepare in the morning for the Yerushalmi Shia and then attend at 12:30. So the Yerushalmi is always pretty obscure. There's a major machlokes over here. A major machlokes, what the Yerushalmi said about being mafkid the parents when it comes Shas HaBir. So the Chazon Ish and all those who follow him, Rabbi Chaim Michel Tzimtzinski also, contemporary of Chazon Ish, I think everybody else in Eretz Yisrael learns Pshat and Shalom about the Chazon Ish, that it means the following: if I have Peres Shviyas and I masker them before the Shas HaBir, let's say they send me, they put an advertisement in the newspaper that next Wednesday is going to be the Shas HaBir. So on Tuesday afternoon, before Shkia, 8 o'clock Shkia, I masker the Peres Shviyas that I have. So that when it comes Wednesday, I don't possess those perishvies. They're not in my ownership. They're hefker. So just like if it's in the bailus of Bezdin, if it's an Eitz Bezdin, the din of Shas HaBir doesn't take effect. So if it's in the ownership of hefker, the law of Shas HaBir won't take effect. So if I was mafker it in advance of the Shas HaBir on Tuesday, Wednesday is the Shas HaBir. That's in the newspaper. And then I wait till after Wednesday is over, and then Thursday I'm re-zeichem in a hefker, my perishvies. So that's what the Chazon Ish says, that's what the Yerushalmi says, that everything is kosher yosh. No problem. The only din of biur takes effect if you owned it on Wednesday. Then there's a din of biur. Then you can't be mafker. Then if the machlek is the Raman right, what do you do? So some Rishonim say you burn it. Biur means you have to burn it. Some Rishonim say you have to redistribute it. Give it to the government, to the Bezin. The Bezin redistributes it among everybody else. You can't keep it for yourself. Moshe Feinstein disagrees. This last shul in Chel Karachai. He also wrote a pirush on Yerushalmi's right. When he was a young man in Russia, that he wrote a whole pirush on Yerushalmi's right. He says that that's not what the obscure Yerushalmi means. It means when it comes Wednesday and it's the Shas HaBir, all you have to do is be mafkir your parish leaves, and then you can be zecher them back again. The Shalom on Yisrael. I don't know. That means that you map to it after the Shasta deal.
I think the tumor is before also. I
don't know. Okay. I don't remember. I thought I was brought up thinking like the Chazanish. That if you own the parish is the Shasta deal, it's all over. That either you burn it or you have to redistribute it, whatever the Shasta is in deal with parish is. And the Eitzah that Yerushalmi says about being mafkir means if you mafkir before the Shas HaBir, at the time of the Riyah Tefker, like if it belongs to Berger with Shas HaBir, so the Din of Bir doesn't take effect. So the Tefker also the Din of Bir doesn't take effect. But to say that you wait till the next day, just mafkir and you take it back, that's a big chiddush. Why is it not in the store? It's not in my kitchen. Why not? Do it all the time. The Shammai Shita is that every Arab Shabbos everybody's mafka the leichta. The Gemara said that the Shammai holds it as an Yisrael Shvita's Kalim. You're not allowed to let your Kalim participate in the Malacha on Shabbos. Not only actively participate, even passively. To have the Kli sit passively and have a Malacha done on top of it. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how do you leave your pot with the chowan cooking on the fire? And how do you leave your candlestick? It's a kli, it's a din of Shvichas Kalim, it's a din that writes the Kasha Kasha Shammai. So the Gemara says, that all the women are mafkir, their pots on Arab Shabbos. In their kitchen with their chowan, the food they're not mafkir, the pot they're mafkir. So there's no such thing. Why are you giving mafkir your kalim that are in your house? I can't. Ain't on a mafkir, don't be b'shuta, the Gemara says. You have to be mafkir, dachka, ping at shaloy b'shuta. If it's a pot that's gone, so that's any of the shoes, he can't be mafkir.
What is that you're coming to your time?
Every vegetable, every fruit has a different shasta biur, the approximate date when it will be kolo l'chaim and asod.
I
don't think it would be accomplished by having a table. Why, then it is a problem. It is a problem. No, they're talking about Matoy Shemitah. I grew during Shemitah and I want to run. So the Moshe Feinstein claims that the Shas HaBir is before Sukkot. Shas HaBir for all vegetables and for Australian, you know, key rockets, and God being this, and you go back to the Kita, says that Rosh Hashanah is going to be the Shas HaBir. So how can you use the rest of the same Heter Achila? The Gemara says the Esrog that we use, what's wrong with the Shemitah Esrog? What's wrong? Why can't you use an Esrog of Shemitah? So the problem is that it's named Heter Achila. After the Shas Achila. After the Shas Achila, not allowed to eat it. So that's what Moshe says, so be mafkir and be zaycha back, and the problem is solved. But no one else holds like Ramosha. They hold like, you know, they're afraid of what Ramosha said, that maybe the Shas Achila is Rosh Hashanah, but just to be mafkir and take it back doesn't help. They make an Eitz HaBezdin, and that's the Yerushalmi forming the perception that if the Sroegim were gotten from an Eitz HaBezdin, then the din of Shas HaBir doesn't apply.
What's the other din of
There are a few problems, and this is one of the problems. If you're going to use the Esrog on Sukkot after the Shas HaBir on the assumption that Rosh Hashanah is the Shas HaBir, the Sukkot follows Rosh Hashanah after the Shas HaBir. Does anybody have the Rakhila? That's not good for the mitzvah.
Why don't we can't sell it as a
Mitzvah? You know, you're totally denying it as a Lulu, and that's not as a Lulu, but why? What's the problem? The one who's selling is violating the Yisrael Skor of the Perishri. That's another thing. The Yachlo below the Skor. He's violating the Yisrael. I don't know, why doesn't the Rambam give this aid so that he mafkir and take it back? I don't know, why do you ever have to burn it? Isn't the pashtus against Rav Moshe, no? That's what the Chazanish says. If you owned it at the time of the Shas HaBiur, then you stuck. Then either you burn it or you redistribute it, whether Mashiach Rav or Mashiach. If you didn't own it the Shas HaBiur, you were mafkir in advance, then Yerushalmi says you have an eitzel. You mafkir before the Shas HaBiur, so the din of biur doesn't take effect. But Moshe says that even if you had it the Shas HaBiur, just be mafkir and take it back. He's not against all the Rishon. That's exactly the pelt. That's why no one learns like that. That's his cash, yeah. It's the Pasha that's not. That's what the Chazanish time is, the Pasha Pshad Malka Grab Moshe. I don't know. The Pasha is not like Grab Moshe, I think. And this week said, we came.
But they're not allowed to take care of it. I mean, they're not taking the trouble, but they can't afford it.
That's the din of Avodah Zarah, right? That's not allowed. Right.
So all that doesn't accomplish the fact that they can take care of
it. No. Right. That's a parsha b'fnei atzma. Are you allowed to water the trees and so on? So then if you sell it to a nochri, then you have a whole machlekes. That's a long arichas one. The Torah has a difference. Safarta l'cho sheva shabtu shom sheva shom sheva ta'on. What does it mean, safarta l'cho? Does it mean it's really a mitzvah? So the Rambam writes like that. It's a mitzvah. There's no gol. Roshin yochid. Five spheres are mitzvahs. It's five from lechem. Shetei sphir l'cho lechem v'yechor. What does that mean? Shetei sphir l'cho lechem v'yechor? So the Ravid in his commentary on the Torah's Kanim says, you shouldn't think that it's a chayva that Tongi Mutelis on the Bez Nagod like it's a part of Lachor. By Sphira Shnos Shmik in the Yovlos for the purpose of being Kaveya Yovel. So this is also Sphira Samis for the purpose of being Kaveya Shavuot. So one might have thought that Sphira Samuados is a Mitzvah of Mutelis on Bez Nagod only. But that's why the Chumash writes, no, it's Fartem Lachem Shetei Sphira Lachalecha V'yecha, that it's a chayva Sayyochid. It's not only a chayva's Bez Nagod. But here, by the Sphira Sashonim, it's a singular, it's a part of the law, so there are other minds, it's a mitzvah and a bez nagol. Now, Baruch Homish is mistopic, but it's really a mitzvah, or it just means you should count off, so you should look at a calendar. Every Rosh Hashanah, at the beginning of the 15th year, after Yeshua Benun came to Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam writes, bez nagol got together, and they counted Shana Zu, Shana Rishon, and the Minyan Shemitah. The next year, Rosh Hashanah, they got together, they said Shana Zu. Right, after count the Sphere of the Peh. And then when it came the 50th year, they said, Shana Zu Shana Chamishim, Minyan Sphiris, the Minyan Sphir, the He, Shnasa Yevo. And that's mitzvah, the Kiddashtim, Shnasa Chamishim Shana, that the Bez Nagorul has the mitzvah to count and to be Mekadosh. Abchaim explains in the Shita Sarah and the Shita Sagoinim that if the Bez Nagorul doesn't count, it's not Chal. The Yevo is not Chal. The Rambam has a machlekes with the Goinim, as is explained in the Beis Yitzchok, for those who read the essay. The Rambam has a machlekes. The Gemara says it's a machlekes of Yudin Rabbanan. How do you count? 7, 7, 7, 7. In the Yoylam's word, every 7th year is Shemitah, no matter what. That's Rabbi Yudin Shemitah. Every 7th year is Shemitah. Right, when is Yoyl? The 50th year will be Yoyl, but it's still 7, 7, 7. Doesn't change the fact that Shemitah is every 7th year. And the Chachamim say no. 7 times 7 is 49. Then the next year is a blank year Yoyl. Then you count again, 49. And the blank year, then 49. And the blank year, that's how we pass. So the Rambam says, and then the Gemara says in the end of Eretz, that even at a certain period of time, that they didn't observe the laws of Yovel for technical reasons, because he didn't have Kol Yisrael out. So he didn't have the laws of Yovel being observed. This is in the end of Eretz, and that's Maman Aleph on a date or so. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, Man, the Yovelos, the Kaddish Mitin, you should count Yovel as a blank year. In order that you shouldn't count 7, 7, 7 on a board, you count 7 times 7 is 49, and Yovel is a blank year, then 49, then a blank year. So the Rambam writes that if you would ask me, I would have held that that's what we should do bizman hazeh. Count 49 blank year. But the Gonim hold not, so he counts 7, 7, 7, 7, and he says, and since that's the minig, the Gonim lives in Eretz Yisrael, the Gonim will live in Eretz Yisrael, not the Goni bubble. So he says, since that was the minig, so he says, the minig is kaveh adedin. The Rambam writes, that's the kasha, the Ravid is. What are you talking about, Zohar? You're going to pass like Ravid? The Ravid says, no, pass them like the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, don't pass them like the Rambam. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says, that this is to the best of his knowledge. This is the only place where the Rambam says, don't pass them like the Rambam. The Ravid is mocking, he says, do pass them like the Rambam. The Ravid says, that's Ravid sheet, the 7-7. How can you pass like Ravid? We don't pass like Ravid. So the Rambam says, even though he doesn't think that it makes sense, but since that is the minute, you have to follow the minik, because the minik is koveya what Allah is over here. So Rav Chaim has an estate on that Rambam, but it doesn't make any sense. Isn't the Rambam right? The Gemara says you're foolish in the end of Erechim, that even when you don't observe the laws of Yovel, you still have to count Yovel as a blank year. So the Rav Chaim explains that the pshat is as follows, that if you don't have a Bez Nadol counting, then Yovel never takes effect. If you have Bez Nadol counting, then Yovel is nikva as a separate, there's a blank year. Even if you're not observing, even if Bnei Yisrael are not obligated to observe the laws of Yovel, but still it was nikva by the Bez Nadol, like this sphira, as the 50th year of blank year, that doesn't belong to the minion of 7-7. But Bizman Azer, the Goyim are saying that we don't have any Bez Nadol counting anymore. So in the Meila, there's no din of Yovel at all. Yovel doesn't happen by itself. That's what he says, that's the Shita Sargon. Based on Rav Chaim, one could even suggest a more radical idea, that maybe not only do you have to have Bezin counting to be Kaveh Yovel, maybe you have to have Bezin counting to be Kaveh Shemitah. So maybe Shemitah shouldn't happen by itself either. Shabbos happens by itself. The Ribbono Shel Olam created a world. And Sheishis he made gracious. And then he rested on the seventh day. Yom Yishrei Shabbos Vayinafash. And the Ribbono Shel Olam declared that every seventh day of Shabbos, whether you like it or not. So Shabbos is clear the Kaim, and Sheishis made gracious, the Gemara says. That maybe one should say that just like you need Sfiras Hashanim to be Kaveh Yovel, Rav Chaim's interpretation in the Goyim Shita, that's what we follow. Maybe you get a luach. It says in a good luach, it says, let's say this year, Tav Shin Mem Hei, Ishana HaChamishus L'Minyan HaShmitim Kifi Shita Sagoni. Oh, so the Chumash has like this, it says the Din of Shmita, then it says, Sefar Tavuch HaShem HaShabs HaShanim Shev 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 HaShanim Then it says, "Yikidash Mishnata Chamish Mishana." So should I say that this pasuk, which is written right immediately following Shmita, introducing Yovel, goes only on Yovel? A different parasha. Sucha is still there, but he's saying no, that it goes both on Shmita and Yovel. But if the Bezin doesn't count, so we assume not so. We assume that Shmita is still around. No, Shmita is nothing to discuss. What's the whole tupo? Yemechir or no mechir? Nothing to discuss. But there is a small group of Rishonim who say like that. That's what the Baal Hamor writes, and that's what the Raivir, I think, Baal Eskol, and the other writes like that's few Rishonim, I think the Sefer has true most or something. There are a few Rishonim, three obscure Rishonim hold on that. And they say that that's the reason why, because there's no Bezin counting. They say that Bizman HaGemara, Bizman HaTanoim VaHamoran, that they had a Bezin counting still. This has been the Kaddish of Theoria. And Eretz Yisrael until the days of Abai Barok. The Rambam says you can only be Mekadosh al Theoria if you have a Bez Nadol. So even though they didn't have a Bez Nadol in Lishkas HaGozmis, so the Mele, the Din of Mokum Gorin didn't exist. The Gemara says a Bez Nadol can only give Misa to a Zaken Mamre if you have a Tamta Balisa al Mokum al Amish al Mokum Gorin. Once the Bez Nadol was Golum, the Lishkas HaGozmis, so there's no Mokum Gorin. So does that mean that the Bez Nadol doesn't exist? So that's what the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvah. How can the Rambam say just a statement? A Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiyari is only up to the Bez Nadol. If they used to practice Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiyari into the days of Abai Verovin, and there's no Balkan Gorein, so there's no Bez Nadol to speak up to us, Hakhtar HaShayni. That's what the Ramban is in Sefer HaMitzvah. So the Mephoshim writes, the Kevinor writes, in Sefer and other Sefer, so Rechik has in his long countries on Kiddush HaChodesh, says, no, Ramam Shita is that Malkum Gorem is only a din in Zalkan Mamre, and the Gemara has it, it's a din in administering din in the Farshis in general. You cannot administer din in the Farshis unless that Bez Nadol is the ocean in the country. But it's not a din in the Shem Bez Nadol. Bez Nadol exists even if they're not meeting in the Lishkas HaGoz. So that's what the Ramam writes, that they continue to have Kiddush HaKadosh HaPiyariya till the days of Abai Farava, that's Mukhaf in the Gemara. So that's what other Rishayim say, like the Ramam Mos, he's not the only one. Other Rishayim, the Balamor and this small group, they say, the Gemara talks about, the Amoraim talk about observing the laws of Shemitah, the feast to make a Prusbo and Ahin and Aher. He says, yeah, they lived before the Tkuf of Abai Barov when there was still a Bez Nadol around, and they were counting the years. So they, because they were counting, so they were Kaveh Shemitah, they were Kaveh Yovel. But we live in a time that there exists no Bez Nadol, no one's counting. So there's no Shemitah, not Menatar, not Medirabonim, zero. That's how the Baal Hamor writes, there's nothing, it doesn't exist at all. We feel for whether Shemitah is Mamazel, the Rais, or the Rabbanon, that Rav HaRishonim hold that it's the Rabbanon, and some in the Kes Mishnah says the Rambam Shita that it's the Rais, and the Ol Achrayim says that the Kes Mishnah is wrong, and they come up and they say it's all wrong, it's not Menatar, it's not the Rabbanon, zero, there is no Shemitah. How can there be Shemitah? There's no Bez Nadol count. In fact, the Targum Yonis and Menazil holds like that. Whoever wrote the Targum Yonis and Menazil writes like that. On the passage that it says in the Chumash Dvarim, so it says when it comes Shemitah, you have to cancel all the debts. So it says Kikora Shemitah Lashem. Kikora Shemitah Lashem. What does it mean? Kikora Kufrei Shalom. Kikora Shemitah Lashem. So the Targum Edison translates because the Bezin HaGodol has declared it as Shemitah Lashem. That's how we translate the passage. Kikora Shemitah Lashem. because the Bezdin has declared it. So you see, he also holds whoever wrote that theorist, not by Yonis Menazir. He holds that you need a Bezdin to be Kaveh Shemitah, not just to be Kaveh Yonis, like Rav Chaim says in the Shita Sagan. To be Kaveh Shemitah also.
Why can't we have a
Bezdin Magdala today? The suggestion was made 25 years ago. There was a Rabbi Maimon in Eretz Yisrael, who was the organizer and founder of the Mossad of Rav Kook. He was a great Mizrahi leader, a rabbi from Mizrahi. So he was very interested in organizing a Bezdin Magdala, and that's what the Hechol Shlomo was going to be. We got this guy to put up money to make a Hechol Shlomo. We're going to make the Bezdin Magdala reinstitute smicha based on the Rambam. They're going to get 70 real Mismachim and establish a Bezdin Magdala. So Rav Dovah was always, he got very angry, and he put him a chair. I think he put the building in there, Rabbi Maimon. I forbid them from making a Bezdin Magdala. He said if we would have Rabbanim who knew how to learn, we would go along with it. Rabbanim saying, Rabbanim, we don't have. So what are we going to have? Mizrahi Rabbanim. We're going to make a Bezdin
Magdala.
Yeah. What is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Rabbi Yehuda says you count 7, 7, 7, we don't go, we don't pass on, because that's not as we do. Rav Chaim explains why. What is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita 7, 7, and when do you observe Yoga? So the Pasha Pshat, the Farish Pshat, not Pasha Pshat, the Babli says the Furish in the Dharma, we want to talk about. Babli says that on the, after 49 years, the next year is going to be, the first year of the next Shemitah cycle is going to be Yoga. Then you have 49 years, and again, the first year following the seventh Shemitah, the first year of the next Shemitah cycle will be Yoga. That's what the Babli says in the Furish in the Dharma. The Tumen, Rabbi Yonasan Edishitz, writes on Chayesh Mishpor, and that Simon of Kuzbun, which Simon is Kuzbun. There's one Simon about Kuzbun, so he writes there, when he Cheshvan says, when the Yoibol is, when the Shemitah, when the Yoibol, he says, he thinks that Rabbi Yonasan Edishitz is different. Rabbi Yonasan also holds that you go 50-50, like we hold, you go in units of 50-50-50-50. But Rabbi Yehuda says you have the two systems running simultaneously, you have 7, 7, 7 we have on board, then you have 50, 50, 50 running there on board. So he says the first Yovel in the history of the world is going to be on the first year of the Shemitah cycle. The second Yovel will be 50 years later on the second year of the Shemitah cycle. It's going to be floating. The Yovel is always going to be floating. Every time it's going to be 50 years after the previous one. So the Achrayim asked, where's the Yovel Wolf? Again, it's the Gemara. The Gemara said the famous, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be always the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. It's always going to be the first year of the Shemitah cycle. So the Meshech Chachma says, no, Holy Horses says, I'm a Furish at Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi understands Rav Yehuda the way the Tumim said. The Babli is a Furish, not so. But the Yerushalmi says, like the Tumim, that you have two concurrent systems running. You have 7, 7, 7, the other boy to determine when Shemitah is. And 50, 50, 50, the other boy. Unrelated to 50-50, is not related to Shemitah, you just forget that Shemitah exists, just go 50-50-50-50. And every 50th year, in other words... What? According to the Yerushalmi, Rav Yehuda will celebrate Yovel the same time as all the rest of the Jews. Then everybody else. There's going to be a difference when you're going to celebrate Shemitah. That'll be different Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban. Rabban say that the Yovel year is a blank year. Then you start counting 7, 7, 7 times after the Yovel year. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, you just keep on going 7, 7, 7. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's 50, 50, 50. So according to the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan say the same thing on Yovel. It's going to be the same the 50th year. They just argue what's happening with the Shemitah years. The Rabbanan hold that the Yovel year suspends the whole count and you start counting again Shemitah. Rabbi Yehuda says, doesn't suspend anything. Keep on going 7, 7. And the Babli says, not so. The Rabbi Yehuda has a different year for Yovel and a different year for Shemitah. Everything is different. It's a whole different religion. A whole different religion. Beile Rabbi Yehuda, Beile Rabbanan, the Yovel is the same year. The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, according to Rishalmi, is when you celebrate Shemitah. After the first Yovel comes in the history of the world, after the first Yovel came, first Yovel was in year number 65. After Yishuv Benun came into Eretz, so the first 14 years didn't count. And then 50 years after that was the 65th year. 64th year. So according to the Yishalmi, Bein the Rabbi Yehuda, Bein the Rabbanan, the Yovel was going to be on the same year, on the 50th year. The only machlok is between Avir and the Rabbanim. Let's see how Yerushalmi is. When is the Shemitah going to be after the first Yovel in the history of the world? After the 65th, after the 64th year. So Avir says, you keep on going 7-7, don't get mixed up. And the Rabbanim say, no, the Yovel year suspends the count. Then after the Yovel year, then you start counting again 7 times 7. Then the next Yovel year suspends the count and you start again. That's how the Yerushalmi holds, like the Tumim says. And the Bavli says, no. But according to the Yerushalmi, everybody celebrates the Yovel on the same year. According to the Bavli, we need to celebrate Yovel on the same year as Rav Yehuda, nor do we celebrate Shemitah on the same year as Rav Yehuda. Everything is completely different. It's a whole different calendar. Yeah. Right. It'll always be the first year in the next cycle of Shemitah. The first one, 50th year means after 7 units of 7 Shemitim, after 7 Shemitim, the next year will be it'll only be 49 years since the last, that's right, it'll only be 49 years since the last.
Was the first year was the Yovel?
That's what he hoped.
First year was the Yovel, that we know?
No, the first year was year number 1, Yishulbenun's day, 14 years didn't count anything. Then year number 15 was the first year Lishmita, then year number 15 was a Yovel. Everybody agrees to that. Now the question is, the next year, what they do? And the Rabbanan said the next year was year number 1, Lishmita V'Yovel. And Rav Yehuda says no. It was year number 2, Lishmita V'Yovel. Yeah, the same as Shmita. There's no Trumas and Maisa. So Shmita, there's no Trumas and Maisa in Yovel. How's the same deal? There is an interesting comment from the Cheskuni that Rav Soloveitchik gave all Shiran. On Parshas Bahar, the Cheskuni says that he thinks that when the Bez Nagol, the Cheskuni holds like the Rambam, that it's a part of the Mitzvah Bez Nagol to count the years. Not like the Rambam, which is mistapping, maybe it's not a Mitzvah, it just means you should watch your calendar. You should regulate the calendar. The Cheskuni holds like the Rambam, that it's a Mitzvah, but he writes the Chiddush, he doesn't think that the Bez Nagol recited a bracha when they learned brachas. He doesn't think the Bez Nagol said a bracha when they counted, because there is a Gemara Menachos that says there is a machlokes amoraim, but the tzitzis is chayvus gavra chayvus mana. What's an aftimina? What a klei kufso hayov mitzitzis. I have an abikantis in the drawer, which I'm not wearing right now. So if you hold chayvus gavra, so it's only called gedilim tasucha labikantis tzuscha asher techase bo, while you're wearing it. While you're not wearing it, you're not chayvus mitzitzis. The other amoraim holds no. Asher techasva means if it's royal kisa, if it's oimed lelevisha. But if it's not oimed lelevisha, like tachrichim, it's not oimed lelevisha, so then you're not chayiv in tzitzis on it. But if it is oimed lelevisha, you're obligated to put on tzitzis even at the time that you're not wearing it, even though it's only kleitzis. The Gemara says, what will be on the other nafkemina ledina? Whether tzitzis is chavis gav, chavis mana, one nafkemina is whether kleitzis is chayiv. Another nafkemina will be, what if I have a four-corner garment and I'm tying on the tzitzis onto the garment? Do I recite a bracha b'shas k'shiras at tzitzis or not? So the way we pass the halacha, the tzitzis is shown as gavra, the mitzvah is only to put on, to wear tzitzis, the mitzvah is to wear tzitzis, the tying tzitzis is only a heksha mitzvah. I'm not fulfilling any mitzvah at the time that I tie the tzitzis. That's like making a shofar. It's like making a pair of tefillin. So making tzitzis is a heksha mitzvah, a hakhana, to be able to wear the tzitzis, and mitzvah, when I wear the tzitzis, I say bracha, the inside there is the tzitzis. But when I tie the tzitzis, no bracha, you said it, because that's a mitzvah which is not yet gmar malachta. When you do a mitzvah that's nigmar malachta, that's already asiyasa gmar mitzvah, so that's moshe gmar. Kosh asiyasa gmar mitzvah, so mevorcham aleo. When I wear the tzitzis, that's asiyasa gmar mitzvah. When I tie the tzitzis, that's only a hakhana, it's a heksha mitzvah, so it's not asiyasa gmar mitzvah. So no bracha is recited. Now Shenikin, if he would have held like the other opinion, which we don't accept, that tzitzis is a chayvas mana, chayvas abegit, chayvas atalit, so even when you're not wearing the garment, if you possess a four-corner garment, you're obligated to have tzitzis in it. When you tie the tzitzis into the garment, you are fulfilling the mitzvah right now of having tzitzis in your garment, even if you're not wearing it. So then it's asiyas gemar mitzvah, I'm already fulfilling the mitzvah right now. So then I would say a bracha at the time that I tie the tzitzis into the garment. So the simple reading of this phrase in the Gemara in the Rav Perek HaTcheles, the Gemara says that kol shasiyos gemar mitzvos and mevorchem aleha. Kol shasiyos lav gemar mitzvos and mevorchem aleha means on a hechshen mitzvah you don't recite a bracha. On the actual mitzvah we do recite a bracha. That's what we all know. That's pashut pshat. So the Cheskuni has a different interpretation. who thinks that it's a mitzvah, that an adult to count the years to lead up to Shemitah v'Yovel, and he thinks that they wouldn't say a bracha for the first 49 years because it's asiyas alam d'mar mitzvah, they're not finished doing the mitzvah. They did haskalas on mitzvah now. It's not that counting the first year, and the second year, and the third year, up until the 49th year is only a heksha mitzvah. No, that is the mitzvah, but it's not the gmar mitzvah. It's an asiyas on mitzvah, but it's not gmar mitzvah. And the mitzvah is only the gemara. It's an ishlemes, the kiddush and the shnasa hamish mishana, where it leads up to the 50th year. If they're going to be counting from 1 to 49, they won't get to the climax. So they missed the Super Bowl, so they never led up to the end, so they didn't finish the mitzvah. So it's asiyas alav gmar mitzvah, so you don't say a bracha. When they'll come to the 50th year, and they'll say, and then they'll start blowing the shofar of Yovel and Yom Kippur. So that's how the Asik Mamet starts, and then they'll say a blow. Okay, not there, we can go along with that. But then he goes right there, and he says, and what about when the Bez Nagadol counts Svira Saima?
Why is he counting Svira Saima?
Why are they counting Svira Saima? Everybody counts Svira Saima. So he says, when the Bez Nagadol counts Svira Saima, they really shouldn't say a blow either. But the same thing, they don't finish the mitzvah until they come Shavuos. They're not finished until they come Shavuos. But they say a mitzvah anyway like everybody else, because since everybody else is counting also, so they say a mitzvah. So the Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur on this. It's a chiddush nifla. He said, that's the girsus agro in the sifra, what you just said. So the old gears is like this. You look in the Malbim, he always has the old gears, and then he puts in parentheses the old gears and puts in brackets the gears is like what? So the old gears in the Sifra reads like this on Parsha Semor. It says, Shiva Shavuos Tishpalach, Loshen Yachid. Whenever it says Loshen Yachid, the Sephard of Lachar refers to Bezim. Whenever it says Loshen Rabim, it refers to Kol Yachid V'Yachid. Loshen Yachid means it's a mitzvah on the whole Sifra. Who represents the whole Sifra? Whenever it says Veloshen Rabim, so it's a mitzvah to tell us I call Yochel Yochel. That's what the Vilna Gaon points out based on these Gemara, on a few Gemara. So the Sifra in the old Gersa says like this: the Sifra to Luchot B'Bezim, Minayim LeRabim Kol Yochel V'Yochel, Kol Malayim Asfar Tam Lachem Shetei Svir L'Chol Yochel V'Yochel. So the old Gersa in the Sifra says that there's a mitzvah, the two different parashas. The mitzvah Sira Sina appears in parashas Emor and parashas Rei. When it says v'safar to lachos, it's a mitzvah to tell us alam bezim. When it says v'safar to lachem, it's a mitzvah to yachad yom. The Vilna Gaon didn't see anywhere that there's a mitzvah on bezim, I'll go to count Svir HaSayim. So he corrected the gear, so he was magia. That's what the Malbim has in his text to the Sifra. He puts in all the time the Hagoros Hagro. They have in the Sifra, they have also a separate section, Hagoros Hagro. So the Gaon said, v'safar to lachos, yachol to bezim, maybe it's only mitzvah to bezim, it's alam v'safar to lachem, shetei Svir HaSayim yachad. That you might could have a minute that there is no mitzvah to tell us all that. Why does it say it's a fight to the Chor? So the Gemara Darshan's in Minachas space that you have to have a sphere hatlui of the bed. That the Tzedukim used to say that you can't sphere Minachas HaShabbos on Sunday. On Sunday, Shavuos always falls out. On Sunday, Pentecost is the holiday of the 50th day. That Shavuos, that's the Tzedukim, the carryover from the Tzedukim. The Christians are very traditional, they carry over the tradition of the Netzuch. So Pentecost is the holiday on the Yom HaChag HaMishim, and it's celebrated on a Sunday, no? That's what the Tzukim held. The Shavuos always falls on a Sunday. Why? So the Gemara says, why did the Tzukim hold like that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ohev Yisrael. The Gemara says, he loved the Jews. So he knew Shavuos is only one day. I think they'll celebrate one day, so he wants to have an extended weekend. He said, you take work. Saturday, Sunday. That's what the Gemara says. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ohev Yisrael, Ho'yah. They gave us an extended weekend, they should celebrate. So Pesach Shavuot, Pesach and Sukkot is a whole week, they take off. Shavuot is nothing to celebrate, only one day. So like this year, you have a weekend, Shabbos on Yomar. So the Gemara says it's not so. That we don't pass in Chalila like Sukkot, we say that Shavuot this year happens to fall out, both according to the conservative and according to the Orthodox, is good, Shavuot happens to fall out on Sunday. But in the normal year, usually it doesn't fall out on a Sunday. So that's where we paskin, that it doesn't mean, Rachat HaShabbos doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, it means the day after Yom Tov Pesach. It means you start counting Sfira, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. How do you know that Sfira Saima depends on Rachat HaShabbos of Pesach? That means Rachat HaShabbos of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, because it says it's Safar to Lachor. And Lachor really should mean Sfira HaTluya B'Bezdin. So what does it mean? That Sfira Saima depends on the date when Bezdin declared Yom Tov. Shabbos, it's Sfira Saima begins with Sunday. It has nothing to do with any Bezdin in the world. Sunday is Sunday from Shesh Shmei Bereshit. We know when Shabbos is. But Desn has to be covered when Rosh Chodesh Nissan is, and Mele when Pesach is going to fall out. So the Sfira Sayim is the Safar Shalachah, she takes Sfira HaKaliyah B'Bev. That's how the Gemara says. Okay, that's a time. That's a time against the Gemara's daughter. You still haven't proved the point. That means the Sunday you start having Sfira. The Sunday after the Shabbos, after the Pesach. But still indirectly, spiritually doesn't. Good. I think the proportion probably is that. I think they have that kasha the Gemara. So the old years of the Sifra, however, was not like the going was Magia. And the Cheskuni clearly had the old years. That there are two mitzvahs in Sfira Sina. The Safar Telecho, excuse me, Safar Telecho is by the Yoivam. Shivisho is Tisfala. Shivisho is Tisfala is a mitzvah there. And as Safar Telechem is a mitzvah called Yochid V'Yoch. So that's what the Cheskuni is raising a Shaila. Maybe the Bez Nagarot shouldn't say a bracha on their sphere. Why? Because their sphere during Sphere Seimer is for the same purpose as the sphere for the years of Shemitah the Yovel. Just like the sphere of Shemitah the Yovel is not to lead up to Yovel. And the mitzvah is not Asiyah Sigmar Mitzvah until they count the 50th year of the Shidash from Mishnah HaMishim Shana. So too, the sphere of Bez Nagarot during Sphere Seimer is Shem Shvesh Tisfalah. For the purpose of being Koveya Shavuot, so their mitzvah, the mitzvah of the Bezna Grab, is not completed until they are Koveya Shavuot, so maybe they shouldn't say Bracha. And for the Cheskuni, no. In addition to that mitzvah, that's only Mutalva Salat Bezni, for the purpose of being Koveya Shavuot, that's a sphere of the Habot, to lead up to the future, there's another sphere that's Lishavah, that every Kol Yachav Yachav is Mechuyivan. What is that? We count how much time has passed since Pesach. But he holds it in two different spheres. Sfatem Lachem is L'chol Echad B'Yechad. And Shibishu is Tishpaloch is a sphere that will tell us only on our bed, not on Kol Yochad B'Yochad. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out this, that was his interpretation. That's what it really says. You look in the Cheskuni, so far is what it says, black and white. Then Rav Soloveitchik added on perhaps a whole Marach. He said, Gemara says in the Nochas Asam Avrov, Amar Abai, Mitzvah Nim Yoymi, or Mitzvah Nim Nishavui. It's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. And the Gemara says in Chagigi, how do you know that there's Pashvumin Kol Shiva for the Korbonis Chagigi that we should have brought on Shavuot? How do you know you have Pashvumin for the next 6 days following Shavuot? So the Gemara gives different Makaris. So one of the Makaris is Abayi's Makar. Since it's Mitzvah Nimni and Mitzvah Nimni Shavui, so if you're counting units of days, so that implies that Shavuot is going to be 1 day. If you're counting units of weeks, that implies Shavuot is going to be 1 week. So what sense is Shavuot 1 week? You can only bring the Mustafa on Shavuot, so the Yom HaBakul Korbanai. The Issa Malacha is only on the day of Shavuot. There's no Issa Malacha for the next 6 days. It must be Shavuot is celebrated as a whole week with respect to the Din of Tashlumin. Shavuos is a day and Shavuos is a week. That's the Gemara. That's the math points out this Gemara. It's made of himself and points out the Gemara really says it. You don't even need your math. The Gemara says it. That whatever you're counting, the Gemara says just like Rosh Chodesh is 1 day because the month consists of units of days. So whatever the units you're working with are, so then the next day is going to be a day. It's going to be the same as the units. So too, Sphere Sinai has units of days and units of weeks. That's Abai. Mitzvah Nimi Shavuot. So Shavuos is going to be Chal as a day, and Shavuos is going to be Chal as a week. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that perhaps these are two different parashas. Shiva Shavuos Tisbalah, the Cheskuni holds that that's the mitzvah HaMotelos Al HaBezin, they only count weeks. So maybe the Kviyas HaYomtos of Shavuos is Nikva by the Bezna Gadol counting weeks. And the Svartam Lachem Chamishim Yoyim, it says in the other parashas, count the days, maybe that's the mitzvah HaMotelos HaKol Yochid B'Yochid. Maybe that's not the mitzvah HaMotelos Al HaTzibu. The Bezna Hagodol, this man, Bayi Shemi, would count both. They would count mitzvah HaMimni, the only mitzvah HaMimni Shavui. They would count both. The mitzvah HaMimni Shavui, the Torah's Bezna Hagodol, to be Kaveh Shavui says a week. And the mitzvah HaMimni Yoyimi, the Torah's Kol Yochid V'Yochid. They would say the bracha because of the mitzvah HaMimni Yoyimi. That's Asiyah Sigmar Mitzvah tonight. The mitzvah HaMimni Shavui they would only fulfill when it be Asiyah Sigmar Mitzvah and when it would come Shavuot. I wish I said, this man is there. Why do we count the weeks at all? One question. The second question is, why not say that since there's no Bez Magdol counting weeks, Shavuot should only be Midrabban? Good question. So So the Rav said no, it was a kasha that was bothering him. If this is right, that the Gemara says that the counting of the weeks is kaveh shavuos, and the Mechori, the counting of the Bez Nagol is kaveh, so there's no Bez Nagol today, so there shouldn't be any shavuos, it should only be with the Rabbanan at most, or maybe no shavuos at all. So he looked and he looked and he found the Alter Shimoni quotes of Sikta Zutrusa. But has a brush on a pasuk that Afilu Bizman HaZeh, that there's no Bez Nagol, you still observe shavuos. So he said, what's the chiddush? He said, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. So one might have thought that Bizman HaZeh is no Bez Nagol counting, so you would have thought there's no shavuos, period. Forget about Yom Kippur. So the Sikta says, no, they still celebrate shavuos. Why? So then it's the same problem we discussed the other day. Why do we still celebrate Rosh Chodosh in Bizman HaZeh? You have to have Kviyas, you have to have Kiddush or Pi Bezin. There's no Bezin being Mekadosh. But the Ramban says that Hillel HaShenu is Mekadosh. If you hold not like the Ramban, you hold like the Ramban. So what is the word? So the Ramban quotes in the name of the Goyim, Kiddush or Chodosh or Pi HaChezben. So what does that mean? So everybody usually learns Pshat or Pi HaChezben, like the Biskarab learns in his Kuntres on Kiddush or Chodosh and a little safe in Rosh Hashanah. But it means that the Rosh Chodosh Manikva Me'aleim, the Shon Manikva Me'aleim, which is going to be a Shon Pshuto, which is going to be a Shon Oberes. Hapiyah Cheshvin Kipshuto. And Rav Zolveitchi pointed out that he doesn't think that that's right because of the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he writes that if all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael would move out, and they wouldn't observe, or they would stay there, they wouldn't observe the Rosh Chodosh Man Yom Tov, then there wouldn't be any Yom Tov today. It would have to disappear. Not that Bizman HaZeh Nikva Me'aleim Hapiyah Cheshvin. The verse is that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael have taken back the obligation of the Bez Nagol. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that perhaps the same Bizman HaZeh regarding Sphere assignment. Bizman HaZeh was the Bez Nagol. So they did the counting of the weeks, and we did the counting of the days, the Shavuot. They did the counting of the weeks, Lahavata, because they're Shavuot. Bizman HaZeh, the Bez Nagol disappears, so we take back the mitzvah from the Bez Nagol. Because it's not the Bez Nagol, the Torah is Bez Nagol. Let's say Paskin and Shavuot. Bizman HaZeh, if you don't have a Bez Nagol, you can't Paskin Shavuot. Not that everybody's going to Paskin on his own. You don't have to. The Bez Nagol doesn't exist, so no one Paskinning. But as far as Bez Nagol being Kaveh, the Luach, that's the Torah's representatives of Klal Yisrael. So they disappear, so we take back the power to be Kaveh the Luach. So we are Kaveh the Luach. So perhaps Bizman HaZeh, that's what the Pesik is interested in. That even Bizman HaZeh, we still celebrate Shavuos, because we count the Shavuos Bizman HaZeh. We took over the job of the Bez Nagol. Whenever there's no Bez Nagol to represent us, and the Torah says, Shushus Tispaloch, the whole Klal Yisrael has to count. So usually Bez Nagol goes on behalf of Klal Yisrael. When you don't have a Congress, you don't have a Bez Nagol to count on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so we do it ourselves, so we all count. So maybe that's what the Gemara says. That Mitzvah Dimim Niyam and Mitzvah Dimim Nishua, even Bizman HaZeh, that we took over the obligation. But there was one opinion in the Gemara that's not so. The Gemara says, Amen, Amani Yayim, Veloy Mani Shavui, Omar Zechel Amigdash. He only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. Then the Gemara concludes that we don't do like him. We do like my Barabashi, that we do like Abayi. We count the days and count the weeks. Why was Amehma so cheap? What kind of business? He only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. What's the big deal? He can't count the weeks. Make his Eichel HaMikdash, do the whole thing. There are different interpretations in the Mefarshim and the Rishonim on that Gemara. But Rav Soloveitchik suggests that according to this Cheskun, we have a Biur Kimin Chaymer. Mamish, like a Pshetel. Mamas like a pshetel in the Gemara. But our name of Mani Yavala Mani Shari said, Dechel HaMikdash. We do Bizman HaZeh, whatever we used to do, Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash, what did we do? The Yachad only counted the days, it didn't count the weeks, the Bez Nagol counted. So Bizman HaZeh, that Sphere Assignment is Lav Derais, the Gemara at that point holds, that it's only the Rabban, because there's no Korban Omer. So we do today as Dechel HaMikdash, to what we used to do in the days of the Mikdash. In the days of the Mikdash, we never counted the weeks. That was the Bez Nagol's job. So we only counted the days, Bizman HaZeh. Shad is the next mandoma. The next mandoma says, no, that we follow. We count the days and the weeks. So the Balamon, the end of Sof, says that mandoma, Madar Abashi counted the days and the weeks. There's only the Yeser Seis Lechum of Bialmo. Mikra Din, it really is like a Memer, that you only have to count the days and not the weeks. That's the Balamor Sof. And the other Shad hold not so. That once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you have to count the days and the weeks, means that we don't pass them like a Memer. You pass them, no, you have to count the days and the weeks. Why? But a Memer had a good Cheshvin. So that's what the Rambam and the Gonim say, no. That Amehma holds that Bizman HaZeh Sphere Assignment is the Raisa. We have taken over the mitzvah of the Bez Nagol, otherwise we won't have any Shavuos. We have to count Sphere Assignment and Atayra Bizman HaZeh. So the Shavuos for sure is the Raisa. Maybe the Yonim is the Rambam, but the Shavuos should be the Raisa. This is part of a long, long sheet. Interesting idea, yeah.
Wouldn't say the same thing about
Possibly, if we would have done it. But Maisa, we didn't do it. No one was ever counting in order to lead up to the Shnas HaHamish. So that's where Rav Chaim explains the Minik HaGonim, the Shitas HaGonim, that we don't observe Yovel at all, even to have it as a blank year. We never observed anything. There's nothing to observe in Yovel. Nothing to be in Chaim. Right, that's the same kasha that we had by the Yalav Yalav. It's a good kasha. Why do we have to double over again if we leave out the Yalav Yalav Mishchedesh and say the pshat is because that's for the purpose of being koveya the Mishchedesh? It should only be those who live in that system. I don't know. Whatever the answer is, there will be the same answer here. I don't know. What? Could be. She's about to see her, right? As a Zeha. So when we go on Aliyah, we'll know what to do. Okay. Could be. The Torah has a mitzvah in connection with Yovel that you have to blow Shofar on Yom Kippur, Shol Yovel. That's the only time you blow Shofar on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Shol Yovel. We have the minig that we blow Shofar every Yom Kippur. I mean, so Yom Kippur. Some Rishonim say that that's the marker for the minig. Because we don't know exactly when the Yovel should be. It's a whole complicated question. Is there any Yovel? The Rambam says there is a Yovel somewhere floating around. There is a Yovel. According to the Tumim, according to the Yudah, the Yovel is really floating around. So we're not sure exactly which year should be the Shnas HaYovel. So some Rishonim say that's why we've learned Yovel on the Shnas HaYovel. As a Zecher for the Tkiyas, maybe this year should have been a Yovel year. Other Rishonim give different reasons and generally assume a different time for the Tkiyas on the Shnas HaYovel as a demonstration of Siddur Shchina. As it says, Banan HaSinai, the Mishaych HaYovel, Heima Yalu Bahar, that there will be a cold Tkiyah, and that will be the sin of Siddur Shchina, and then everybody will be permitted to go on HaSinai because HaSinai is for sure like Kitcher Lashilov. If on English we hold, maybe and maybe not Kitcher Lashilov, but HaSinai for sure. Because maybe Yalu Bahar is like Kitcher Lashilov. Mashallah, why? Meshach Chachman talks about that. How come HaSinai, which is supposed to be the origin of Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Ramban writes in Chumash, is to retain the Maimon HaSinai. So how come HaSinai is like Kitcher Lashilov? Only Beis HaMikdash is cool, but see, that's a whole lesson. Meshach Chachman. So in Chumash, when it says this mitzvah, Ki HaShofar Yom Kippur Shel Yerichol, it says, Vavat HaShofar Tshuva B'chol HaAtzechem, B'chodesh HaShvi. What does it mean, B'chol HaAtzechem? And the Rambam writes that Lashon also. He just paraphrases the Lashon from the Chumash, B'chol HaAtzechem, B'chol Vol Yisrael. What does it mean? That it's a mitzvah that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Machlok Yisachon, there's the Sartemes and others, I think there are some there. How do you translate the pasuk with the Rambam? It means that this mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael? That's strange. How come the Rambam says that in Shas? That the Kiyah Shofar and Yom Kippur Shofar is only that as a pasuk in Chumash? That's why it doesn't have to say in Shas. Or should we somehow reinterpret the pasuk that it doesn't mean that? It's only Chayv is Kark, only mitzvah three glories, agricultural mitzvah are limited to Eretz Yisrael. And somehow the B'chol Ha'atzecha means wherever the Jews happen to be living, whether in Muncie or Borough Park or wherever. Very unclear. Machlekes Achreinim in the Pasuk. How to translate Pshat in the Pasuk? With the mitzvah Kiyah Shofar and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel applies in Chutz La'aretz. I'll close with the bar. Got it? Pasuk says at the end of the Chukaisai, "V'chol Ma'aseh Bracha V'tzom Kol Hashi'ah V'Tachas Hashoret V'Asiri Yi Kodesh V'Hashem." Speaking about Ma'aseh Day, that every tenth day has to be Kodesh, which is Ma'aseh Day. We bring it as a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. So in one of the Sfarim HaChumash, they have the following interpretation of the pasuk, a remnant, that he never says that the Asura Halugim Malchus were killed because the as a kaparah for the brothers of Yosef who sold them into slavery. So the din is Agayin of Nefesh Mecharoi and Imtza B'yadoi is Mois Yuma. So since they sold Yosef into slavery, so he took that Sarah Ha'ulim Malchus and he killed them as a kafar. They should be Tachas Adesef. So one of the Sforim has a comment on the passage that the word B'chol Meiser is Rashi Tevis. And why would it say that Sarah Ha'ulim Malchus, there were only nine brothers who sold Yosef? Because Binyamin wasn't around and Reuben wasn't around. So there were only nine. So there should have only been nine Harugim Malchus. So the Svarim, the Siddish Svarim, gave an answer that when they made the Cherem, Rashi Achum is supposed to make, when they made the Cherem not to spill a bean to Yankov Avinu, so you have to have a minion to make a Cherem. So they had to have a tenth guy for the Cherem. So they were Mitzaris to the Rabbanu Shalom for the Cherem. So the Siddish Svarim say that the nine Harugim Malchus were killed Keneged, the nine Shvatim who sold them. And Rabbi Kiva was killed because he was connected to Rabban Shlomo. So one of the Chassidus Islam writes that that's the remnant in the talking, that the word Bechol Meister is the Rashi Tevis, the Chi, Loma, Meis, Akiva, Shahaya, Roa. The next words are Bachel Batzon, Rabbi Kiva was a shepherd. So the question is, the Chi, Loma, Meis, Akiva, Shahaya, Roa, Bachel Batzon, why did he kill Rabbi Kiva, the shepherd? Kol HaShiyah, B'tachas HaShavet, one for every shepherd, there are only nine shvatim. So the answer is, Asiri, Yekadis Lashem.